to be attacked this way is very upsetting.
Saul Elkin, founder and artistic director of Shakespeare in the Park, said someone broke into a locked storage trailer near the Rose Garden late Saturday or early Sunday morning and stole about $15,000 worth of speakers.
It's a haul. I don't know what the thieves are going to do with all this stuff, whether they're going to try to sell it or use it in some way, but it's out there in the community, and if somebody spots this stuff, they should let us know.
In the hopes of speeding up the process, State Senator Chris Jacobs and Buffalo Common Council member Joel Farrelletto are opening their personal piggy banks to offer a $1,000 reward for the equipment's return. Jacobs points out Shakespeare in the Park has been a regional attraction for over 40 years.
The community comes together very often, usually all the time, in Western New York among crisis, and this is a time of adversity here, and we want to try to do our part to right this wrong.
A fundraiser is also in the works at the Marcy Casino. Mike Schatzel says it's set for happy hour Monday at the new Terrace Restaurant.
It'll be a $5 donation to walk in, all of which will go to Shakespeare in order to beef up their security efforts to make sure theft like this won't happen again. And then a portion of all beer sales will also go to the parks.
Stephanie Crockett, executive director of the Buffalo Olmsted Parks Conservancy, says there have been a number of thefts and acts of vandalism across the entire park system this summer. And Crockett's asking the public to keep an eye out for what's happening in all the parks. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.